because we are evading asbestos in our education wing. So don't go in there. And use those stairs or the elevator to get down to the social hall. And also, it's a wonderful spring day. It's snowing. I know. I'm kind of bummed about it. But I am so glad to be here together. When we are here, it is warm and the sun shines. Christ is alive and among us. And together, we are the body of Christ. We are Hope United Methodist Church, a community of faith, which by God's grace, in this place, we nurture one another and the souls of the people around us for a whole lifetime and beyond. I invite us to take a moment and to call ourselves to worship and enjoy a video which we will share.
Like the river runs
unlike any other.
The days we remember God's love.
This is a place unlike any other.
The days we remember God's love.
And I invite us to join to sing our opening hymns. This is the day that the Lord has made. That's printed on the inside. to God, for those who lead in our community of faith, and for our administrative council, and for Marsha, who is our leader, and for Brad, who is our chair of our staff pastor relations committee, and Pete Bergman, he's over there, and so he's our finance chair, and for Doug Keel, and for Jack, over there. You know all these people? They work so hard on your behalf. And there are so many people who work with them.
Thank God.
We give thanks for ushers and greeters, for readers, for folks who make our sanctuary lovely far, and makes our sanctuary liturgically correct, and for all the servers, for musicians, and our choir, and for Liz and Kevin! And seers, for teachers and preachers, for those who visit and for those who call.
Thank you, God.
For cleaners and dusters, for maintainers and fixers, for those who cook and for those who eat.
Thank you, God.
For administrators and helpers, for counters and record keepers, for bulletin holders and envelope stuffers.
Thank you, God.
For those who give and those who pray. And for those who plan, and those who guide, and for those who dream. For youth workers, and for youth, for parents and grandparents, for loving sisters and brothers in Christ. For our past and our future, for the many ways we embody Christ in this weary world, for mission and ministry, and for a purpose, for being part of this church.
Thank you, God.
Bind us together to one another for the sake of the gospel. Make us cheerful givers and faithful workers for the kingdom of Jesus.
We open our hearts to one another.
Make us one in the body of Christ, that we may remember the importance of all our members and all of our unique gifts for the mission that you give us.
We open our hearts to your call.
Lift up the weak among us. Heal the sick. Relieve the distressed. Comfort the mourning. And for those people for whom you pray, maybe take your other hand, and write on the palm of your hand the names of the people for whom you are praying. Go ahead. And then put your hand on your heart as we pray for those we love. We pray for all those we name in our hearts. Be our strong rock and a refuge to keep us safe.
Open our hearts to your love.
Bless our youth, and especially those who graduate this spring. For Peyton Conlon, Lucan Hansen, Jacob Johnson, and Charlie Timber. They're going to come forward right now. There's Lucan and Charlie. To remember that you are loved, even when you're not in
there is nothing that you can do that can separate you from the love of God. And so we have bound, our beloved people have spent their time and their energy and their faith to sew together quilts of love and quilts of remembrance, so that you might remember this community of faith, that you might remember your faith, and you might remember the presence of God in your life. These are for you to take wherever you need to take them and wherever you want to go. We would love to know, where are you going to go?
I plan on studying at University of Wisconsin La Crosse.
What are you going to study?
Computer science.
I'm going to the Carlson School of Management at the University of Minnesota next year. So,
That's impressive. And we know that the blessing of your learning and your education will continue to bear fruit in much longer than the time that you were in college, but a gift to the whole world. And so we say, in all ways, God, you show your favor in Lucan and Charlie's lives. Bless them that they may live in goodness and peace and enrich the world with your purpose in their lives. We lift up all of our beloved children, whose names we shout out now. Or just say that with Ray, that's here too. I know that you all have kids in your life that you love and that you are praying for and that you hold in your heart every day. And we are in this beautiful divine way, we are bound together. We are quilted together, my friends. We are quilted together. And I invite you to take your quilt or leave it there, and afterward, your whatever. You don't forget. We will find you.
Stays the same.
I have a question. Where is God's house? Everywhere. Did you hear Caitlin say that? I asked the question, where is God's house? And Caitlin said, everywhere. I love that. Because the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. This is a beautiful building. It's pretty. Like, I love the stained glass. I love the ceiling. This is a beautiful building. But this is not God's house. We worship here, but this is not God's house. God's house is the whole world. And God's house is right here. Right here. Right here. Here. Right here. You are the temple. You are the house that God loves to live in. You are the place where God is so pleased to live. And sometimes, the longer I live, the more I can feel the presence of God in my life and in my heart. And when I pause and I listen, I can feel and I can hear, I can really hear God guiding me. Sometimes I think I'm just making it up. And sometimes I think God is really guiding me. So we listen to the presence of God in our hearts. We listen to the presence of God in our hearts. We have 10 seconds to do that because we have a very short worship service. But the longer you listen, I think, the more you hear. This is kind of the end of the school year, and we know that summer gets really busy. It doesn't feel like summer today. It feels like winter, but it's spring. I know you can see the snow. And I know that summer makes a very busy schedule. And we want you to remember the presence of God in your house. In your house when you go home. So we have books the church has given for you to take home. This is for the Amundsen, for your whole family, Caitlin and Austin, to share and maybe to read through this summer. And Sam and Bella, I think, yep, you got one too for this summer. One of them. And we got one for our other friends too. Thank you so much for participating in our community faith, for being a part of God's house, and thank you for sharing love. Blessings on your summer. And we have I know you've had a whole bunch of teachers this year. Do you know your teachers' names? Do you remember them? Okay. We're going to thank our teachers because it is not easy being a teacher. It's really not. So we give thanks for our teachers. Can you read my handwriting? Can you read that one? Who's that one? It's for Cassidy! Our friend Cassidy! Can you read this name? I have terrible handwriting. It's for Linda! Can you read this one? Anita! I have terrible handwriting. Come on! Want to read it? Okay. Can you read this one? I don't think it's here anymore.
Jane?
Yep. And how about that one?
Caroline?
Mm-hmm. And that one?
Jane.
Oh my gosh, you hear that? Suzanne, Lori, Caroline, and James. Come on. You got all that little gift cards because you're so awesome. And thank you for being fabulous teachers for our kids and shaping them in.
Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 6. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life."
Change is not easy.
I've heard something too. I think we're all a little worried about it. But we're okay.
Change is not easy. And change is the way that God works in this world. It would be wonderful if there were a place in our world, in our lives, where nothing could change. Would be wonderful if it could even be a sanctuary like this, a space where we could rest assured, where we would know what was coming, where we could see the feed of the bulletin and know the order of service and know after this we pray, after this we sing, we see where we're going, and we could live it up. I think it's so complicated and difficult about change is the uncertainty. And do we ever live in some wild and uncertain times. Christians, of all people, you people, us people, we work in change. Our faith guides us to embrace and accept change. And we can do this without fear because we know the end. The future is not uncertain. We know how this is going to end. God is present with God's people. And when God is present with God's people, there will be no more pain, no more suffering, no more fear. Death will be no more. There is nothing for us to fear. Read Revelation when you get home this afternoon. And accept and embrace the changes that God brings as God leads us to a certain future.
Thank you.
join to bless our gift of singing on Eagle's Wings.
And God will raise you up.
Like your shoulders.
simple. You will have Jack and Nancy will be passing out ballots, and you will fill out your ballot. I'm sorry. Take a moment to recognize the presence of God within you and all around you. Thank you, God, for this day of life and for this community of faith. Remind us that we are your body of Christ, and there is nothing that can damage this divine relationship. We will be church after the vote, as we were before. And we are going together into your great future, where our faith is held. Bless us as we vote, as we pray, and as we continue to be your body of Christ here on this corner in Duluth. Amen. jacket.